For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown continues and is now entering day 12. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is all set to be Speaker of the House once again on Thursday. She's released a letter saying she's introducing legislation. In the letter, Pelosi says six bills to fund government agencies through September 30th that have already been approved by Senate Republicans will be moved. Another bill would fund Homeland Security through February 8th, something she says the Senate majority has also endorsed. Pelosi tells her colleagues that Democrats are giving Republicans the opportunity to take yes for an answer. She says if the GOP rejects the bills now, they will be complicit in what she calls the chaos and destruction of the shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to Medishare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of Medishare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why Medishare is so popular. Go to Medishare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. Medishare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
U.S. Strategic Command is apologizing for a New Year's Eve tweet. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Officials of the military command walking back the New Year's Eve joke that they admit missed its target. The military command that's responsible for deterrence and global strikes when necessary tweeted about the big ball that drops in New York's Times Square, adding that, quote, if ever needed, we are ready to drop something much, much bigger. Accompanying the tweet was a video showing stealth bombers releasing bombs and then some big explosions. That tweet was deleted. In a subsequent tweet, U.S. Strategic Command officials apologized, admitting the first tweet was in poor taste.
According to the brother of Paul Whelan, he is not a spy.
It's inconceivable to all of us that he could be considered a spy.
Russian authorities called David Whelan's brother a spy. He is being detained in Moscow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A restaurant owner is speaking out as states continue to raise the minimum wage. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
A record 20 states raised the minimum wage in 2019. But what are the consequences of that raise, and how will it affect the economy moving forward? Zane Tanhill is a restaurant franchisee owner. He says this minimum wage may look good on the surface, but he also tells Fox News,
well, I think there's going to be a huge consolidation within the space. Restaurant business is in a little different state than the rest of the retail industry, in that our margins are paper thin. Our maximum ticket in an Applebee's, for instance, is $15-$18. So compare that to the retail space where you're selling, I don't know, an iPhone for $500, $1,000. Obviously, your margin on $1,000 is a little better than on $18. It's really good, I guess, in terms of the people that are working, but there'll be no doubt there's huge consolidation in the labor market.
A 2-year-old girl was injured after falling into the rhinoceros exhibit at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida. The child's mother was also injured, and both of them were taken to a hospital in Orlando. Zoo officials say the toddler fell through the cracks in the fence during a hands-on experience at the zoo. The snout of at least one of the rhinos did make contact with the little girl. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.